We're in Mark's Gospel, chapter 6, and good old lectionary, which we're following, sort of cuts around in Mark 6. So we're missing out the feeding of the 5,000 and Jesus walking on water, and we're sort of top and tailing. And apologies for those who were here at the 9 o'clock, you're hearing the same message again. Although I don't think John could hear anything from me anyway, so. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. And when they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about the whole region, began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who were touched were healed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I want the theme to be thinking about rest to serve. Okay, rest to serve. Yesterday, when I was in Westminster Park, I was so aware of the number of people who were walking, but on their phones, who were running with their dogs, who were running with their headphones. And it seems that the world is getting faster and faster. Seems that our lives are getting busier and busier. Now, we know that many modern inventions were created to give us more time. We've got dishwashers and washing machines and microwaves and cars and mobile phones, and all of these are great in themselves. They're meant to help us to have more free time. But that doesn't necessarily seem to be the case. Now, some of you will know that my sabbatical was interrupted because Bella, my dog, was hit by a car and she broke both her back legs. And the first 4 weeks that I was meant to be back at work, well, I wasn't, I was still meant to be on sabbatical, but in order that I can have sabbatical next year, I had to come straight back to work. But those first 4 weeks, I had to take a sick leave to nurse Bella. And I learned what enforced rest is all about. There was little I could do apart from read, think, and pray. And there were 4 books, apart from the Bible, that had a huge impact on me. And they were called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, and Practicing the Way of Jesus by someone called John Mark Comer, and The Emotionally Healthy Leader and Emotionally Healthy Spirituality by someone called Peter Scazzaro. And all these books emphasized the need for rest, slowing down to be in loving union with Jesus, practicing Sabbath delight, eliminating hurry from our lives. I wonder if you too find life is busier than ever. I said to the 9 o'clock service, I know that a number of people are now retired in that particular congregation, but I don't think I've ever known retirement being so busy for people too. The pandemic seemed to slow down the world for a bit, for some people, but not for all. but it seems to be speeding up again. So with that in mind, it seems a good time to focus on the invitation that Jesus offers us today in the Gospel reading from St. Mark's. Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest for a while. The apostles had just returned from their first mission trip. They were excited to tell Jesus all that they had done, all that they had taught, all of those that they had healed, those that they had cast out unclean spirits, those that they had proclaimed the good news of the kingdom. And no doubt if we'd been part of that group, I'm sure we would have wanted Jesus to encourage us to go on doing these great things, building on that success, going out into other parts of Judea and Galilee. But no. Jesus, who we need to remember, is grieving the death of his beloved cousin, John the Baptist, responds to their enthusiasm by saying, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest." For many were coming and going, they didn't have time to eat. And they went away in a boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now, as we read on in the story, we know that rest was interrupted, but the intention was there. We're not sure how long they were in the boat themselves before they were confronted by the great crowd on the shore. But we read that Jesus had compassion for that great crowd, a sheep without a shepherd. But back to the invitation to rest. I don't think this was just physical rest. I think Jesus is offering spiritual rest to his disciples, rest for their souls. He's inviting them to do what he regularly did. You might remember, but in the chapter 1 of Mark, after Jesus had cured many people who were sick and had cast out demons, early in the morning, while it was still dark, he got up and went to a deserted place to pray to his Father. After a busy time of ministry, Jesus needed to get some spiritual rest, to pray, to find rest for his own soul. And in the busy world we live in and work in, of course physical rest is important. We know that sleep deprivation affects our physical health, and apparently statistically not many of us get the amount of sleep we should. But we also know that lack of spiritual rest affects our spiritual life with our Father. When we don't spend enough time in prayer, in worship, in God's presence, reading the Word, the Bible, it's similar to not having enough sleep. Our souls become vulnerable to dis-ease. And I know from personal experience that I can become more frustrated and tired, even when doing good things for the kingdom, if I haven't been in God's presence. I forget to rely on him and do things in my own strength. Or I find myself being drawn into worldly things rather than things of the kingdom. Fear makes me want to be in control rather than allowing the Holy Spirit to lead me in the footsteps of Jesus. I wonder how the disciples felt being taken away to a deserted place to find spiritual rest rather than capitalizing on the success of their mission. But Jesus knows that if our ministry is to be fruitful, it needs to be followed by rest. And therefore we minister out of a time of spiritual rest and prayer. We rest to serve. Jesus had compassion for the crowds because his soul was spiritually restored and in line with his Father. I know I find it harder to have compassion on others when I'm tired. And I find it easier to have compassion when I've prayed and I've been in the presence of our Lord Jesus and I've asked him to fill me with his love and with his compassion for those I might find challenging or struggle with. So what about us? Well, Dallas Willard, an author, famously called hurry the great enemy of spiritual life in our day. And he said, you must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life, hence the title of one of the books. He went on to say, hurry is arguably the number one challenge you will face should you decide to take following Jesus seriously. Like an enemy, it won't just stand in your way, it will actively fight against you. And a Christian psychologist has said this, most people are just too busy to live emotionally healthy and spiritually vibrant lives. We live time-torn lives. We want to be with Jesus, but we just don't have time to pray. We genuinely desire to grow into people of love, but our to-do lists are too long to make any serious attempt. We know rest is the secret to the spiritual journey, but do we really take the Sabbath seriously? I don't know about you, but I found those words very, very challenging. We rest so we can serve. We worship, rest, pray, spend time in the scriptures to be equipped to continue God's work that he's called us to do. Now, after the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat to go to the other side while he went up the mountain to pray. And I believe it was out of this spiritual time of rest and being with his Father that he was then able to heal the sick in Gennesaret. And we are no different. We need to rest and pray so that we can continue the work of God's kingdom, proclaiming the good news, healing the sick, striving for justice and peace, having compassion on the least and the last and the lost, for the sheep without a shepherd. Some people ask what's more important, rest or work? Well, I like the analogy of breathing. Which is more important, breathing in or out? Well, I suggest it depends on the last one you did. If you spend a lot of time doing, perhaps you need to take time out, go to a deserted place, whatever that might look for you, and rest a while in God's presence. On the other hand, if you have spent a lot of time in prayer and worship, resting, then from that place, go and do God's work. Yesterday, a few of us, as I said, we gathered to hear what God was saying to us as a church, to St. Mark's. Now, there weren't many of us. And that was sad. But a number of us had the same verse of scripture, which I think is a word for us, which is from Matthew 11, 28 to 29, and I finish by reading from the Message translation. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you will recover your life. I will show you how to take real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. But keep company with me. and you will learn to live freely and lightly. So may all who are weary here this morning come to Jesus and find rest for your souls. And may all who are restored go out into the world to continue his mission on earth, all for the glory of God. And if you're not sure how to find time to be in the presence of God, if you've never taken a day out or never even done a retreat, which many I know haven't, come and speak to me. Retreats, not just those with collars around the neck. I started doing retreats down in London 30 years ago. We rest so we can serve our Lord. So let's just be still. Let's be quiet. And let's allow the Holy Spirit to challenge us, to convict us, to prod us, to bless us. If we're going to extend our tent, our canopy over our parish, then our tent pegs need to be very deep in the ground. And I believe those tent pegs are our own spiritual lives. Otherwise, that tent, that canopy, will get blown away when we face challenges from the enemy. Those tent pegs need to go deep into our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the foundation of all that we do. We've just got these few, take 5 minutes. Do you regularly feel you have too much to do in too little time? Are you always rushing? Are you quick to fire off opinions and judgments of others? Are we overly concerned with what others think of us? Are we defensive and easily offended? Do we consistently ignore the stress, anxiety, and tightness of our body? Do we routinely spend more time talking than listening? And then the next one is, so let's be honest with one another and ourselves. Do we regularly carve out time to be with God daily? What do you currently do that nurtures your spirit and fills you with delight? What people, places, and activities do you need to avoid because they deplete you or make it difficult to remain anchored in Christ? And do you embrace silence and solitude, or does the thought fill you with anxiety? So, Nigel, perhaps we can go back to the first one and then in a few minutes go to the second one. And let's just spend 5 minutes, and then I'll ask Nicola to come and lead us in the final time of worship.